My name is Edward Cooper.
Have you been able to work?
I just got a job, and I worked 2 weeks. They took child support, took half of my check. I got a $1,200 electric bill. I'm back 3 months on my rent with this coronavirus stuff and everything going on. It's just, it hurt.
My name is Carrie McAllister. I'm here to get help with my utilities. Hopefully they'll be able to help me get rid of this debt on my utility bill. Yeah, I'm about to get shut off, so.
How soon?
Next week they're about to shut me off.
So it's very stressful for you.
It's very stressful because I have not only myself, but I have, you know, four animals and I have my kids and we need electricity and all the food I just bought would all go bad.
Have you been able to keep working during the pandemic?
Actually, no. I was laid off for quite a while and now I just started back today. This week I'm going back to work.
I'm Ron Bean, City Council at Large, Evansville, Indiana.
We've got Vectrin here, we have Water and Sewer here, we have Aurora, we have CAPE, several other groups that are back here that have information for people to be able to apply for all kinds of assistance.
How big is the problem?
Well, it's going to be huge. A moratorium on water shutoffs and evictions ended yesterday. So those will start happening, and that's just going to compound the problem. We take people in a very contagious environment, move them out of their homes, and now they have to find someplace else to go. In a lot of instances, they don't have the resources to rent something, so they move in with someone else. So now in an apartment, with instead of two or three people, there might be five or six. And just compacting the people in small areas or leaving them homeless are both bad situations. So a lot of the funds are geared towards keeping them in place. And so if they have assistance on paying some of the delinquent rent and the utilities, and we can come up with a plan for them to stay where they are, that's really best for the entire community.
Tonisha Lawton. I mean, right now, you know, work is slow. So with that happening, you know, your bills still got to get paid.
What work do you typically do?
Well, usually I do home sitting or home health aid or something like that. But here lately, it's just been, you know, a lot of people don't want you in their home because of the work or whatever that you do.
How close are you to have your utilities shut off and possibly
being? Right now, it's in disconnect, so it's real close to getting them cut off. So, because, you know, after disconnect, if they send you another bill, 9 times out of 10, your bill will get cut off.
How about the eviction part?
The eviction part, well, thank God that hasn't happened yet. Because our landlord, he's pretty good about working with us, because right now, only thing we can pay is like a partial payment. He's not expecting a full payment.
Michael, Jeanette, I'm out of work and on a fixed income, so running kind of short.
You had a job and you lost it?
Yes, I've been out of work 8 months already.
I'm Scott Wiley. I'm with the Volunteer Lawyer Program of Southwestern Indiana. I think what you see is rental and the rental assistance and things have been available, but because of the shutdown of the courts and because of the lack of ability to file for an eviction, the eviction actions are just a month or so behind the utility problems. Landlords can't take any action until Monday the 17th, effectively, and then it'll still be another couple of weeks before they really start doing. So if we were here in 2 weeks, I think we'd probably see a different kind of complexion. It's just the utility shutoff is more imminent than being kicked out of the house right now.
What I'm hearing from various agencies and local government, there is no magic bullet to fixing this.
I think all of us that are trying to put together programming to assist people just don't know. Are we dealing with short-term rental assistance? Are we dealing with rental assistance for 2 years? Are we dealing with having to change child support and child custody matters because schools are not going to be in session? Are we going to be changing everyone's child support amount because of the amount of unemployment and things will keep going up and down and families don't have a consistent income? We don't know if this is just between now and Thanksgiving or if this is between now and 2022. And because of that, I think it just causes a lot of uncertainty on the programming that we try to develop to deal with that from a public policy perspective.
My name is Donisha Simmons.
Todd Roll.
I've been looking for employment, you know what I mean? And the only thing that's holding me back at this time is childcare. My youngest baby, the youngest one, the other two are going to school. You know what I mean? I got to have money to afford childcare right then and there. I'm on a vouchers list right now. So that's a little bit of a wait, because a lot of people have applied for vouchers in Evansville.
I've been a lawn mowing grass with my cousin. We go out, we mow lawns and stuff like that. You know, I may do 1 yard a week, and that's about, what, 20, 30 bucks, and then I got to split it with my cousin, so I'm getting about $15 to $10, but I'm trying to make it, you know?
I'm Steve Schaefer, Deputy Mayor, also Chair of the Reopen Evansville Task Force.
So a big turnout. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
It's a good thing because we have so many resources in this community to help. Obviously, with the moratoriums ending Friday for evictions and utility shutoffs, we wanted to make sure that individuals were aware that there were these agencies and initiatives out there so they can have these resources to help plan. Because we don't want anybody to have shutoffs and not have a plan in place for the next 6 months on the water and sewer side, because they have 6 months to come up with a payment plan if they're able to do that. If they aren't, there's organizations like CAPE and Aurora and others that have funding assistance that they can apply for.
Have you learned anything, I guess, throughout the whole process, but more recently?
Yes, more on the food security side, that we have a lot of food organizations that have resources, and there needs to be better coordination in terms of who's on first, who's on second, how can we all work better together. And I think that not only in the food side, but also on utility and rent assistance, mortgage assistance, all of those areas are things that a lot of people haven't had to use before. But now with this pandemic, it's uncharted waters, and I think that people now, for the very first time, are having to go through these processes. So we're trying to figure out how to best transition them and get the resources to them.
Have you learned anything in terms of how long this is going to last or how deep the problem is going to be, perhaps?
Well, from the city side, we know from our own financial state that it's going to be at least 2 years with our declining revenues. And, you know, we're making adjustments to our budgets and so forth. And that's probably the same for residents. You know, if they have been furloughed or been laid off, obviously, you know, a check hasn't been coming in. So they haven't been able to pay rent or utilities. So I think it's going to be some time, probably 1 to 2 years, before the community fully gets back to normal, if there is a sense of normal.